Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. A Noble Life and Practice. T1. Ven. Bada asked Ven. Ananda with two questions. One, the Dharma had to be practiced, and two, the ending of the Dharma which had practiced. In the original sutta was, the holy life and the end of the holy life. The Dharma which has to be practiced is on the five khandhas. You must send the mind, nana, on them. The path factors, magan are the Dharma has to be practiced, for discerning impermanence need the five path factors. Khandhas are the places of defilement. Every time the causes are ready for there and it comes out from the khandhas. The five khandhas are the hiding places of kilesa enemies. The practice comes to the end if the hiding dharmas die. There are four stages to kill all the kilesas. For the first stage, entering the stream and practicing with the five path factors, and practicing with the eight path factors for the other higher three stages. Kilesa will die away if you can attack the impermanent khandhas with nanas, magan. All the kilesas die when the practice comes to the end. For a stream enterer, wrong view and doubt dying away, the way towards the stream is coming to the end. He makes the residence of kilesas become the residence of knowledge, nana. These words are important. Someone is called worldling, padarjana, because ditthi and visakicha, wrong view and doubt latent in it. Becoming the residence of knowledge is a stream enterer, sotapanna. It sends to nibbana if nana conquers the battle, whereas it sends to woeful plains if kilesa conquers. It's important that knowledge can enter the place of kilesa. Ditthi makes this khandha as this is me and this is mine. Knowledge replies as not you and not yours. It's only anicca, dukkha and anatta and then occupies its place. T2. There are dharmas which need to be practiced and cultivated. I.e., dana, sila, samatha, etc. Which dharma is the noblest one? You also should want to know the end of this dharma. There are the five path factors, for discerning impermanence, and ending with the eight path factors, to discern the ending of impermanence, for dharma having to be practiced and developed. These are the answer for both questions. Our own perceptions about them are talking in long terms. We have to fulfill our paramis, perfection slowly. This is your old perspective. Don't follow the long way. You have to follow the short way. According to the Pali suttas and yogis' experiences are sure about the short way. In the suttas, the Buddha sometimes used two knowledges and sometimes three knowledges. Two knowledges were discerning impermanence and the ending of it. Three knowledges were discerning impermanence, its disenchantment and its ending. If you discern impermanence and its right view, samaditthi, right thought, samasankappa, is the pointer and shows you it's there. There was a saying of no awareness even not seeing a cave. Without mindfulness, awareness is not seeing it. If you see it means including sati, mindfulness. Samadhi can't do anything and only aiming to the object, towards impermanence. Right effort, sama vayama, is urging and encouraging the other four factors. In the beginning have to practice with these five factors, as the active path. Wrong view and doubt are hiding in the five khandhas. In the first place I am teaching about becoming a stream enterer, sotapanna. Therefore it does not include other kilesas. At first, strip off ditthi with the five path factors, and later, cut off its root with the eight path factors. Sayadaw continued to explain about Karana Dharma and Vijja Dharma. One of the Buddha's attributes was Vijja Karana Sampanna. Karana means good conducts. There'll be many levels from the Buddha and down to moral person. Sayadaw listed Dana, Sila and Samatha, etc. In it, Vidya means knowledge, Panna Vipassana Panna. Ditthi is making the five khandhas as I and me. But Panna responds as no, nonsense. It's Anicca. Vipassana practice is the battle between Ditthi and Panna, between wrong view and right view. It knocks down the person to woeful planes of existence, apayabhum, if Ditthi wins. It frees the person from woeful planes if wisdom conquers. You're always making companionship with Miccha Ditthi, wrong view. Each time only a Buddha had appeared in this world and right view came to existence. Even some Buddhists misunderstood this important point and took all other outside teachings were the same and they were only different in names. By contemplating the khandhas and seeing impermanence and Ditthi dies away. For example, a man was hit with a bullet. Even it hits the body and the mind dies away. Vipassana is like this. If the hell seed not falling off yet and don't be in smile. What I am asking you for practice in discerning impermanence is to kill your biggest enemy. The practice is finished if Ditthi can't hide out again. T3. In the khandha an itchy sensation arises. Does it exist before or arising now? Itchy sensation is not changing in place. It vanishes there if it appears on the arm. And contemplate it as arising and passing away. If not, it becomes I am itching. It's not I and not me that after arising and passing away. Then Ditthi dies away. These are the path factors can alleviate feeling, Vedana, and can kill wrong view. Here are the five path factors. Someone contemplates with insight is disbanding the khandha and killing kalesa. The five khandhas are arising and vanishing together. Here is Vedana and killing kalesa is Ditthi. Vipassana has great power is becoming apparent. It's disbanding the khandha and latent kalesa. It becomes Vedana pakaya tana, feeling conditions craving if not disbanding the khandha. Therefore you have to practice hard. Noble practice and life is referring to this. Let's die with it. One will instantly enter the stream, as a devata, even not becoming a stream enterer after dying. The Buddha mentioned this point in the Anguttara Nikaya. The knowledge of a devata, heavenly being, is sharper than human being. Sayadaw explained the reason behind it. Do you have to be in low spirit? I am only worrying that you don't practice. Dying with the five path factors in the human world instantly becomes eight path factors in the heaven. I am urging you to practice for the discerning of impermanence. It's not Vedana, whereas it abandons Vedana by seeing impermanence. The wrong view of I am feeling good also not arises, for Sukha Vedana. So it disbands the khandha and kalesa. After arriving at the heaven without Ditthi and with the sharp knowledge it becomes the eight path factors and enters the stream. The Buddha gave an example as in a scale, putting Dana, Sila and Samatha practices at one side and putting the insight knowledge, i.e., knowledge of impermanence, the other side. Discerning of impermanence is better because Dana, Sila and Samatha are not abandoning khandha and Ditthi. Therefore Vipassana is the noble practice. By abandoning Ditthi will not fall into woeful planes. With the khandha and can't see Nibbana, not become Nirodha, cessation of the khandha. Therefore Vipassana is nobler than Dana, Sila and Samatha. This Dharma is good to do for dying. You will be freed from wrong view in this life if you're discerning it. It becomes a noble practice if you're discerning impermanence. So don't doubt about it. Even in this life busy with family and business matters, die with seeing impermanence and no need for worry. Continue with the contemplation, impermanence becomes more and more prominent, even can't put a tip of a needle inside it. Here and there are sensations like vibrations. Here and there are itches and pains. All these are impermanent. You have seen a big lump of foamy water before. The bubbles are here and there. You will become disenchanted if you see them a lot for quite a while. You have to continue with the contemplation and don't stop with it. You only see the arising dukkha and the vanishing dukkha. All will disappear if you know dukkha sakka very well. It abandons the kanda and the ditthi root is latent in the kanda also dies. Nibbana appears in the place of anicca dukkha sakka. It has one more thing. Not only abandoning kanda and kalesa, but also seeing Nibbana. There is no more dukkha with knowing that. And it's Nibbana. The eight path factors are completed. The practice is coming to the end. The significance of vipassana and path knowledges are becoming clear for you. The five path factors are noble practice and the eight path factors are the ending of it. If you discern impermanence, you can make a sure decision that I'll arrive there. You're seeing it because of a tihetuka person. Someone has three wholesome roots. Someone not discerns it, and maybe a duatuka person, born with only has two wholesome roots. It can also possible that not put enough effort in the practice and not discern impermanence. You have to make the kanda and nana become a pair together. Usually kanda and kalesa are pairing together, here referring to ditthi. But all the other types of kalesa also are included. At first, the pair is the kanda with the noble practice of magan, i.e., the five path factors. After that, it is the pair ending of the noble practice with the path knowledge. Isn't Nibbana far away or a very long journey? Here, pair, or pair off, does not mean they are working together. For example, anicca, magga pair means the object of arising disappears and the contemplative mind, path factors, come in. Nicca, magga means Nibbana arises with the cessation of all anicca and the path knowledge see, it. Here, it, refers to these kinds of pair. Anicca, magga and nicca, Nibbana, magunga. In this way, defilement cannot come in between. Closing square bracket. Don't be confused with what others have said. You could decide that before not met a good teacher and could not attain the path and fruit knowledges. Now, you meet with a good teacher and this life will be the ending of samsara. With this view in your heart and should practice very hard. I'll tell you the result of it. Before there were kamas following you for pushing down to hells, and making you became animals. All these foolish faults, demerits and merits are following you. With the ending of noble practice and all the unwholesome kamas disappear. Kamas are uncountable for every one of us. With the reflection on the DA process in our daily life can know clearly the danger and suffering of samsara. The Buddha told Ven. Ananda in a talk that it was a rich man in this life and it could be a dog next life. You have to repay your karmic debts with kandas if you don't practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Conditioned phenomena. A worldling monk didn't know that conditioned phenomena, sankhara dharma, were perishing. Therefore he couldn't overcome his doubts with the answers of the four arahants. From the riddle tree sutta of Samyutta Nikaya, if you don't know clearly the sankhara dharma and also not appreciate its perishing. Therefore I'll explain clearly on sankhara. All mind and matter are sankhara dharma. All of them are ending up with perishing. Sankhara Dharma not arises by itself. They are arising by conditioning. Therefore they are the resultants. You have to contemplate on the arising Dharma and not on the conditioning Dharma, i.e., the causes. Not knowing the arising and vanishing phenomena, will never free from the dukkha of aging, sickness and death. If it arises and think about it as it's there or not there. After thinking and not seeing it, is the nature of anicca. If you can catch on this one and its true insight, vipassana. Only seeing the arising and passing away phenomena can develop knowledge, jnana. And don't take other things. The arising nature can be known as soon as it's appearing. The passing away of its nature can be known only by thinking about it. If you still don't know how to contemplate vipassana and it'll become difficult. You don't know it's arising and either do not think about its passing away. Therefore you're talking about is as not seeing it. You will not find it if you're looking for it. You will see it after you know it's arising and think it as exist or not exist. Therefore you will see it passing away by knowing the arising Dharma. So, as soon as Sankhara Dharma arises and it is important to know it's arising. Whatever Dharma arises, it's only arising and passing away. You also don't know the vanishing if you don't know the arising. In your body, there are matter conditioning by action, kama, mind, citta, temperature, utu, and food, ahara. Therefore these are sankhara dharma and end up with perishing. Your minds are with mental factors, cetasika. With the food smell and the smelling consciousness, with the eating and the taste consciousness, with the joyful things and the joyful mind, etc. Arise. These different kinds of mind are conditioning by causes and will end up with perishing. You only have mind and body. These are sankhara dharma. So all are ending up with perishing. Therefore I am urging you not to pray for any mind and body existence. Sayadaw continued to explain the following well-known verses on sankhara dharma. 1. Anicca vata sankhara. 2. Apada vayadamino. 3. Apajitva nirujanti. 4. Tesam vupasamo sukho. 1. Anicca vata sankhara, conditioned phenomena are truly impermanent. I am concerning that you're just only reciting them and not practicing. Should you not practice to get the imperishable Dharma in your hand? If you're praying for the perishable things and have to shed tear. You are falling in love with Sankhara Dharma and doing things to get the perishing. Someone practices to know the arising will know the vanishing. You're wandering in the Anicca forest and don't know Anicca. It is Nibbana that these two phenomena, the arising and passing away, come to the end. Hold the impermanence as a manual and follow with it. You will see the ending of it if you're seeing the beginning of Sankhara. The reason of not arriving to Asankhata Nibbana is not seeing the beginning of Sankhara. Nikha Vata Asankhata unconditioned Nibbana is truly permanent. Mind, body, Nama Rupa, and Nibbana can't be mixed together. But some Buddhists had the view of mixing together and it became atta. So that they can come and go as their wishes in samsara. 2. Apada vayadamino. The phenomena of mind and body you have are arising and passing away. 3. Apajitva nirujanti. They are arising and passing away in your kanda. 4. Tesam vupasamo sukho. Without the impermanent phenomena is happiness. Happiness, sukha, is nibbana. The Buddha described it as the supreme happiness or the unconditioned happiness. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Practice only 1. I'll talk about four kinds of person. 1. The person who goes with the flow of samsara. 2. The person who goes against the flow of samsara. 3. The person who stands fast in samsara. 4. The person who has crossed over, gone beyond from samsara, i.e., the arahant. From the Flow Sutta, Anguttara Nikaya. The first person is indulging in sensual pleasure and doing unwholesome things. The second person is abandoning of sensual pleasure and practicing vipassana with pain and difficulties. It can be said that he is the one like you are here, going against the flow of samsara. The third person is referring to stream enterer, sotapanna, once returner, sakadagaman, and non-returner, anagaman. He is not flowing down nor reaching beyond yet. And he stands fast in the middle. In the sutta mentioned only for the anagaman. The 4nd person is seeing impermanence, its disenchantment, etc. And going upwardly against the flow, in the sutta mentioned only as someone practiced for transcending dukkha. It is only can go upwardly against the flow and becoming of standing fast. By seeing the ending of impermanence can become a person standing fast with the flow. Sayadaw talked about today a rich man as an example for the first person. And then continue to talk about questions and answers between Ven. Mahakotika and Ven. Sariputta. It was from the sheaves of Reed's Sutta, Samyutta Nikaya. Ven. Mahakotika asked Ven. Sariputta, is aging and death created by oneself, or is it created by another, or is it created by both, oneself and other, or has it arisen fortuitously? Ven. Sariputta answered, no. With birth, jati, as condition, aging and death come to be. Using the reverse order, patiloma, of the DA process and tracing the source and ending up at consciousness, vinana. Vinana right pointing arrow nama, rupa right pointing arrow salayatana right pointing arrow fasa right pointing arrow vedana right pointing arrow tana right pointing arrow upadana right pointing arrow bhava right pointing arrow jati right pointing arrow jaramarana. Between consciousness and mind, matter, consciousness conditions mind, matter, and mind, matter condition consciousness. Therefore they are mutuality conditioning to each other. Vinana left right arrow nama, rupa. Therefore if mind and matter cease, consciousness also ceases. Then, Sariputta gave the simile of the sheaves of reeds. If one were to remove one of those sheaves of reeds and the other would fall, vice versa. Consciousness and mind, matter are the body, and sense bases, salayatana, are appeared on them by kamma. Consciousness and mind, matter are mutuality conditioning to each other, anamanapakayo. Therefore contemplate one of the 5 khandhas will fulfill the practice. By contemplation of feeling, vedana, and all the other khandhas also included. In Ven. Sariputta's answers, this point was the most important one. You may be reasoned, should we have to contemplate only one? The Buddha taught to contemplate one of the 4 satipatthana was coming from seeing this point. Vinana, pakaya namarupam namarupapakaya vinanam equals consciousness conditions name and form, mind and matter, name and form condition consciousness. Vinana nirodha namarupa nirodho, namarupa nirodha vinana nirodho equals with the cessation of consciousness comes the cessation of name and form, with the cessation of name and form comes the cessation of consciousness. These were in the Pali suttas. If you go and ask the yogis, they're also seeing in this way. with the cessation of one khanda and all other khandas are ceasing. For example, someone contemplates feeling and all the five khandas disappear. Then, Sariputta gave a simile. Two sheaves of reeds were standing by supporting each other. The other also fell if one of them fell. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Deceiving by the active mind. There are two classes of undesirable objects or things. Undesirable objects arise by one's own thinking and thoughts. And undesirable things which already exist. The Pali word for undesirable object is anataram, anataramana. The young Brahmin woman Magandhya had anger to the Buddha and with her thinking, she created an undesirable object of him. At last it was leading to her destruction and had the heavy consequences. This was the mind deceiving her. The mind is creating the world, including the God. Living beings are following the desire of the mind. For example, dogs have different colors and forms are in accordingly with their minds. In their past lives the minds deceived them and appeared in those forms. With the house owner mind of desire the carpenter of volition, satana, constructs the form. With the strangeness of volition, satana, and the resultants are also strange. Sayadaw continued to mention the different strange forms of some animals in the animal kingdom. The minds control living beings and making arrangements for them. Without the cessation of the minds and different forms of animals will appear by the minds. But all their five khandas are the same. Therefore the Buddha had to teach the contemplation of the mind, Sittanupassana. If you understand the mind very well and will gain liberation. At the place of seeing consciousness arises is conditioning by kamma and the physical object, eye sensitivity, pasada kaku is the cause of kamma and physical object is form. When the active mind arises and inversion, vipalasa, comes in, to understand this point have to know the cognitive process of the mind, sitavithi. With the undesirable object and becomes unwholesome eye consciousness. With the desirable object and becomes wholesome eye consciousness. These are resultant consciousnesses, vipaka cittas. A person who doesn't know these things has inversions. These minds are impermanent and already have ceased. The vultures like the dead body of a putrid dog by seeing the undesirable object, for the vultures are desirable. And becoming greedy. They are deceiving by their active minds. All these are happening because of still not abandoning the inversions yet. All just seeing consciousness are neutral feelings, apekka vedana, and without good or bad. And only becoming the active mind and inversion comes in. Deceiving by the active mind is becoming abnormal until without the insightful active mind or nana mind and will deceive by them. People in the long samsara were deceiving by the active mind. Seeing the truth only becomes right. If not, we're always deceiving by them. A person caught up with deceiving and got into the prison. In the same way, we're falling into the prisons of hell, animal, ghost, etc. Whenever deceiving by them our destinations will be unstable. The sense objects are right. They'll only show anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha, impermanent, suffering, not self and loathsome. Only at the active mind state we become abnormal. If path factors mind, magan, not come in and can't become right. And then samsara will never end. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Ignoble and noble searches. There were four warnings from the Buddha. These were. 1. The body is not following our own desires, but with aging, sickness and death. These are its nature. It's leading towards aging, sickness and death. The yogi is practicing to escape from aging, illness and death. 2. When dukkha vedana arises in the khanda and we can't rely on anyone. Nobody can give us comfort. We're practicing for refuge or reliable dharma to counter feeling, vedana. And it'll give us comfort. 3. Whatever fortunes we have by hard working, none of these are ours. If we die and have to leave everything behind with the corpses, even our physical bodies are not belonging to us and no need to talk about external things. Practicing Dharma is making it becoming ours. 4. Tanha is asking you to do anything, never giving you satisfaction and also never ending. We're practicing Dharma to free ourselves as slaves from Tanha. We need to contemplate them very often. Closing square bracket. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha taught the monks to reflect on these 4 points of Dharma. 1. This khanda is always leading towards aging, sickness and death. Therefore, the nature of khanda is different from our desires. It does its duties. Our duties are to escape from it. Practicing Dharma is to escape from the future aging, sickness and death. To escape from the 4 painful births, hell, animal, ghost, etc. Saying with one word, it's to escape from all future dukkha. We should reflect on this point before the practice. With this purpose, we may encourage and inspire or uplift our spirits. 2. When sickness and disease arise, all the physical and mental unpleasant feelings, and family members, wife, children, relatives, etc. can't do anything for us. All are only in confusion, and can't rely on anyone. And nobody can give you comfort. Therefore, practicing Dharma is searching for refuge and comfort. With this in mind and must practice hard. Feeling is mind dharma, nama. Therefore who can help you? 3. Gold, silver and wealth are not your own properties. Therefore we have to practice for nibbana and it'll become our own properties. Practicing dharma is to free ourselves as the slave of tanha. Working for tanha will be never finished. You make dukkha sakha as your own property. Number 1. If you're not free yourself from birth, aging and death. We got the khandas which are unreliable and give us no refuge. Practicing Dharma is searching for refuge and reliability. Number 2. Everything we have searched with greed is not our own property. These ways of searching are wrong. All these things will perish and disappear. Only Nibbana is our own property and can't be perishable. 4. Whatever you're doing is for tanha. You do have the mind of a slave if you do not want to practice Dharma. Whatever you're doing for tanha is like to fill a water pot with holes in it. This is the working of a blind person. It's not the fault of tanha but the one filling it. Another point is whatever you fill from the mouth into the body and it comes out again from the eyes, ears, noses, mouth and body. So you can never fill it up. If we contemplate this point and can see human beings are quite funny and foolish. In our whole life, we're feeding the body by working hard. And whatever coming out from it are stinking, disgusting and useless, asubha. It will release its nature only by thinking carefully. We even not only have no satisfaction with our body holes, but also we're filling for the family members. Therefore, practicing Dharma is to free ourselves from the slavery of the mind. Let's continue our yesterday Dharma on cause and effect connection. We have birth, aging and death and falling into woeful planes. All these things happen because of the existence of the khandas. If you're afraid of these things must abandon greed, lobha. Firstly, You have to abandon wrong view and doubt. You can abandon Loba only after you can abandon him, wrong view and doubt. You can abandon all Dukkha by abandoning Loba. Wrong view and doubt are latent in the five khandhas. It has to be in the right way, Sammapatipada, to abandon it. It is the wrong ways, Miccapatipada, to follow accordingly to the DA processes. It becomes, Sammapatipada, if Nana comes in. You're afraid of birth, aging and death. This is the fear of an animal. E.g., throwing a stone at a dog and it fears of the stone, your fear of the result. You have to be afraid of the cause, which is the wrong way, Miccapatipada. If you're afraid of aging, sickness and death, do not let it becomes Miccapatipada. The task of impermanence is the right way, Sammapatipada.